Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, the Heat get a win on a night we were all playing. Who's playing tonight? Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier played. Because both guys had big games. Jimmy Butler back after missing the last couple of games. 30 points for him. Terry Rozier is getting more and more comfortable as a guy they picked up and has really, really played well. Really has. Picked it up last night. Big jumper. 25-footer with about 14 seconds left to break the tie and put him ahead. Made some free throws at the end of the game there. So the Heat now 38-31 coming home for a whole bunch of home games, sitting in that seventh spot. 76ers lost last night. Half a game back of the Pacers for the sixth spot. I know I do this all the time and hasn't happened. I know that. But you just feel like it's a matter of time. Just got to get some guys back. Are we going to see, and I'm not being a smartass about this, are we ever going to see Tyler, Bam, and Jimmy and Rozier all play together? I didn't throw in Duncan Robinson, who's having a great year. Are we going to be able to see those guys? Jimmy, Tyler, Bam, and Rozier. How many games they played together, by the way, those four guys?
The answer's probably no, by
not,
the way.
Not many.
I mean, playoffs are coming.
You sound like a little bit of a downer.
Oh, it's not a downer. He made the finals last year without one of those guys you just mentioned. Well, two of them. Rozier went on the team. So, like, what are you worried about?
Well,
they're going to get into the play-in. They'll figure it out when they get there, and they'll make the finals again probably.
I don't think they're going to be in the play-in. I think if there's one goal right now, and I'm starting to think that four spot's probably not going to happen. But you just want to stay out of the play-in. I know they can win, but why would you want to go into a game that is just a one-game deal in this play-in, and the problem is anybody can get hot for one game, and all of a sudden some team makes 22 threes against you, and, everything's going their way. They're shooting a bunch of free throws, and you end up losing. You turn the ball over too much, and you end up losing that game. Let's just stay out of the play-in. The play-in story was great. It made getting to the finals even better because they were down even in the fourth quarter of their play-in game. Their second playing game after losing the first one. So, yeah. And then they went on this great run. And by the way, you watch everybody else. Milwaukee played without Giannis last night. He was out of that lineup, and they're getting their ass kicked. They did have a nice comeback against Boston to barely lose that game. But I don't know, man. I just am Cleveland, and I know they're without Mitchell, Mobley, and Strus last night. They just don't. There's something about that team that just doesn't scare you at all. There's just something about that team watching Cleveland. And again, I know they were shorthanded like the Heat last night. But I don't know. And by the way, I like Donovan Mitchell. And I know he was leaving Utah and everybody's brother was trying to get him. Hell, they said we were trying to get him too. But he's got nights. You want to talk about a guy that's got some disappearing shooting nights? Donovan Mitchell's got some. I know he averages 27 points a game. I know he's the number one guy in that team. But he's got games, if you didn't see the playoffs last year, that were some serious disappearing acts. I say this, I believe it. Some guys have regular season makeup. Some guys play better in the playoffs, get more jacked up, handle it differently. And we had a whole bunch of guys didn't show up in a whole bunch of games last year in the playoffs. There are a couple of guys in Boston that didn't show up. There's some guys in Philadelphia that didn't show up. James Harden's one of them, too. So, you know, want to see it. See it in big games. You want to see it when a series is 2-2. Who's going to show up in those games and play well? And the Heat, they got one guy that plays as well in the playoffs as just about anybody, not named Jokic. Jimmy Butler. I mean, he banged up at the end. I know he's banged up, but, man, he put that team on his back with some help from his buddies, but really, really, you know, he plays great in the playoffs. But with that comes, I'm going to miss 20 regular season games every year. And another great example, he missed a couple of games. He shows up last night, and just kind of makes it look easy. 30-point game for Jimmy Butler last night. I guess, and we'll see going forward, you know, how he's feeling and how many more games. Can he finish the season? You know, how much they're going to play him and all those things. I understand Jimmy's not 25 years old anymore either. So, and then the Panthers tonight finally play. Boy, did they get a nice rest. Man, and hopefully Ekblad will be back here soon. But Panthers and Nashville tonight. Panthers playing great. I know they lost the last couple of games, but they are playing really well. And besides Nashville, who's got a nice team, they're a playoff team playing nicely right now. Next week is not to look ahead, but, you know, sometimes you like to look ahead and see who's coming to town. Tuesday and Thursday next week, the Boston Bruins, a day off, and then the New York Rangers in town. Those, Woody, will be some hot tickets with three of the best teams in the East playing each other to see what happens there. And they've had some great games with all those guys and so far. So we have all that stuff. We've got some Dolphin news. And by the way, speaking of that, Drew Rosenhaus will join us coming up at 7:30 this morning, about 20 minutes from now. We'll talk to Drew about free agency. Also, pro days that are taking place right now. There's a big pro day yesterday down at USC, over at USC on the West Coast. Caleb Williams. You see the last throw Caleb made? Did they show that everywhere? Did everybody get to see the last throw he made?
Yes, yes.
70 yards in the air.
I know.
Hit the guy in stride.
That's impressive, yes.
You know who else did that, right?
Everyone else?
No. I was thinking.
I'm not big on those pro days, man. When they're throwing to their guys and there's no one, you know, no one covering them or no one rushing. I mean,
I don't disagree with you, Woody. By the way,
I like to think a lot of those guys could make those throws. Maybe one guy's arm, yes, certainly stronger than another's, but, like, you know, come on.
So how often have we had on pro day where people come away and the media people for NFL Network and ESPN that cover it come by and say, man, didn't throw the ball well today. Very disappointing. If you don't think throwing against there, nobody, like you said, you're throwing against there. And by the way, when they do that completion thing, they should be fired. Anybody that does a pro day when you're running routes against air, like nobody, and they go, he was 50 of 51. You should be fired for saying that. Nobody's covering you, and you're throwing to your guys who you've been throwing to for the last couple of years. But he did make a throw at the end there. 70-yard throw, and you know who I thought of? What's the BYU quarterback that went to Jets, the second pick? Remember that throw he
Zach
made?
Zach Wilson.
Remember Zach Wilson's throw?
I'm sure they all did, man.
Zach Wilson made
that
throw.
A lot of those guys can make those throws.
And all the scouts and teams are jumping up and down going, he's the guy. He's the number two pick. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, how many guys can make that throw right now? I mean, I know Josh Allen can probably heave it 100 yards. Patrick Mahomes can. Joe Burrow, I'm sure, is a monster arm.
I'm guessing
a lot of
those guys
can do it.
You know, it's funny. You just got me thinking. Yeah, I always think Josh Allen's got
the biggest
arm. Who's
got the biggest arm in the NFL, Josh Allen?
I think Josh Allen does, but I could be wrong. Mahomes doesn't, obviously, can make. He's weatherproof.
Mahomes flings it, but, I mean, Josh probably, he's had some pretty impressive bombs.
Yeah, I mean, he throws it. I mean, he'll overthrow guys by 5 yards, but, yeah, he's got a cannon for an arm. Yeah, it's not he's got no problem sitting back there like Mahomes and waiting for somebody to, you know, break open somewhere running down the field and throw it.
Look, man, I hope this guy's really good, Caleb. I want these guys all to be good. Good quarterbacks are fun to watch, right? I'm tired of bad quarterback play. We got a lot of bad quarterback play last year.
So how
it'd be nice to see some better quarterback play.
How much of it – I'm getting to a point with so many quarterbacks not working out, including that 2021 class. You got to start asking yourself this question. And people bring this up, what Mike did with Tua, those two working together. Is anybody ever going to come out and say a lot of these guys have no chance because of talent around them and a bad system? You got no shot if you in the old days when the first overall pick, like Jim Pluckett and Archie Manning, their career was spent running for their life till they finally got rid of Jim Plunkett and he went to the Raiders and won a championship. In the old days, that was normal. Like, hey, I got good news and bad news. You're the first pick in the NFL draft. The bad news is your team is dysfunctional. Now, that's changed a little bit, not like it used to be. But I think some of this got to fall back. Now, listen, some guys, maybe they just can't play. Maybe you're right. I think a lot of it falls on system, who you have around you. And I'm just going by what I saw with my eyes. I used to think that too. And then Mike McDaniel comes in with this system. Chris goes out and drafts a guy in the first round and trades for a guy that's the best receiver in football, arguably, and puts in this system that is absolutely perfect to do everything Tua does well, from throwing takeoffs down the sideline, the quick in routes where ball as these break those guys break in right on the money in holes, and it's and I know it's easy, we just go, oh, that quarterback sucks, that quarterback's not very good. Nobody ever says he got no chance in that system. That coach is not very good, and that system he's put in, and the GM has given him no players around him, no chance to be good. I'm starting to fall under that category a little bit, Woody. I'm starting to say to myself, self, these guys aren't all that bad. They can't all be that bad. Now, sometimes they get off to a bad start and they lose their confidence and they never get it back. Or Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's a great mystery to me because everybody still thinks Sam Darnold's good. Like, hey, strong two, and if we need him, he can finish the season. Not a lot of guys get that. A lot of teams going, we got a number two, but I don't know how many games he can win for us. Sam Darnold has been kind of the hall pass guy for backup quarterbacks, right? 49er system for a year, and they go, hey, we think he's pretty good. Let's take him. Minnesota grabs him.
I don't think it's a hall pass as much as he's just not difficult like some of these other guys.
What do you mean difficult?
Well, Zach Wilson – he's going to find himself out of the league because he had some rough PR moments, right? He had some rough press conferences and stuff that went wrong in the locker room, all that kind of stuff.
No, no, no.
It's a little bit of the Josh Rosen thing, but, like, again, you know, Sam Darnold seems like he's kind of a quiet guy that doesn't bother anyone.
Yeah, but outside of, you're right, privileged white child from BYU is what you're talking about, and they hear that, and you know, didn't get off to a great start in his locker room. You're right.
I don't think that part matters. I think it's the way you act when you get there. And he had some rough moments, no question.
But how many of those guys are like that? Like, I don't think it's mostly that. I just think, can you play or not?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, teams will put, if you can play, you can act any way you want. You think Aaron Rodgers is a normal guy?
Well, his act seems to be wearing thin. But, you know, Russell Wilson's another example, a guy who's real weird.
Yeah. What kind of career
played
is he
at a
had?
High level for a while. But that has obviously – I wonder if he ends up even starting the whole season over there.
He's a starting quarterback right now, would he?
He is right now.
Okay. Well, nobody's giving up on him. I don't know. Listen, man, if I could figure this thing out, a quarterback, I'd be a very wealthy man. And I'm the first to sit here and tell you – I would have whiffed on a lot of guys through the years that I thought were going to be really good. I'm one of the only people in this town that tells the truth that I would be terrible as a general manager. Nobody likes to say that's not good. You know, if you're on the radio and you go, I could do a better job than that guy. Not me. I always love that one. That's a great one.
A lot of people think they could do a better job than Chris Greer.
It's not true.
Well, it might be.
It's not true.
Dolphins haven't won a playoff game, so it's not like it could be like significantly worse.
I mean, out there, like it's
what would be worse than what they've done?
I ain't say Chris.
Man, I hate being stuck in mediocrity, which is kind of where the Dolphins
that
have
voice
been for a
yours,
long time.
Your voice just everything seems down again today. You're just
well, you bring up the Dolphins. It's like the Dolphins have been stuck in mediocrity, and I think there's a lot of people out there that could have probably done the job that Chris did.
Okay, I mean, he's missed
it's
on
not
some.
Rocket science.
Oh, you think it's easy now, too, so now you think you could do it.
I don't think
it's
easy.
No, that's what you're
saying.
So you're saying now you think you could be a GM. Huh? I love it. You're great. That's strong stuff right there. I could do the job. Big O used to say that all the time. I could do it. He was big on that. I was like, Big O.
And if Big O was running the Dolphins, I'm guessing they'd probably be right where they're at right now.
All I know is it's a lot easier sitting behind a – here doing radio. And listen, Chris and I haven't been best of friends either. But it's really easy to sit here and everybody's great and nobody remembers what you said a year ago or 2 years ago. So you can change your story every day and join the phony club, the fraudulent club of radio. Because that's what we do. We all do that. Now, I do know some guys that like guys in the organization better than other guys that I wish they would have followed, and I'd be with you. But, boy, you put your name on that, Woody, and it doesn't work out. I agree with one thing. People are pointing fingers at the GM. At the end of the day, they're not pointing at the president. They're not pointing at the coach. They're pointing when they get the players, and they don't work out. They don't want to hear about system. They look right at the GM. No question about it. Hey, we got Drew Rosenhaus going to join us coming up. We'll talk to Drew a little bit. About you all right though today? You just put a dark cloud. You put a Friday Saturday all over me just now. Like, well, anyway.
No, the weather's coming tomorrow. You got to wait a day.
It's coming tomorrow.
So we hear.
All right. Hey, right now I want to talk about Baptist Health South Florida. That should, by the way, put sunshine above you right there when I talk about Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, I'll tell you what, the medical sports field that they have put together with the best doctors, taking care of a lot of the teams here. People ask me. I get it all the time, and I can't help most people that ask me, hey, Joe, where do the pros go? And I get that, and I'm walking down and go, well, most of the teams, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, and FAU, they go to Baptist Health South Florida. They use their doctors. They're team doctors, and the team doctors, when there's an operation needed, they go call their specialists. They've hired some of the best specialists in the country that are getting straight A's, man. What they do for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even full-time Achilles doctors now. I'm talking about doctors that are really, really good. I've had a chance over the last year to meet most of them. And I will tell you, the goal every day, man, is get you healthy as quickly as possible for sports-related injuries, team and individual sports. And we got three locations that I talk about a lot in Dade and Broward County, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility and the new facility for folks in Broward. So easy to get to right off 595 and Pine Island Implantation. That's up there where Dr. Swartzen spends a lot of his time. I got to tell you, not only are they good doctors, I got to tell you what, man, their communication and everything they do is just fantastic. Can't say enough about Baptist Health South Florida. The next time you have a sports-related injury, hey, visit Baptist.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Health.net/ortho.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Drew Rosenhaus at the end of free agency, start of pro days, and always in the NIL. How about that when Drew joins us this morning? Drew, how you doing?
Joe, that's a good point. It's always fluid in this business. I'm at a pro day yesterday in Alabama, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm talking to teams there about some of our unsigned free agents. I'm talking to them about potential contract extensions. I'm there with one of our clients, J.C. Latham, who's working out for the draft, and I'm also there amongst NIL clients at Alabama, and I'm thinking to myself, it's unbelievable how much, you know, the business has changed, and you know, I mean, it's just year-round right now. So
yeah. Well,
getting ready for the draft and still have a lot of work to do free agency-wise and otherwise.
Hey, Drew, I'm going to try to hit all these things because they've all popped up here in South Florida. If you don't mind, I'm going to go back to Andrew Van Ginkel for a second. Goes to the
sure.
Vikings and joins back up with Brian. How much did Brian Flores, in your opinion, have to do with Van Ginkel going to the Vikings, and how many offers? Because I've had people ask me, a lot of people really disappointed that Dolphins couldn't keep him.
Well, the Dolphins made a great effort to keep Van Ginkel. They were very aggressive in trying to keep him in South Florida. I would say that Coach Flores had a huge impact on Van Ginkel going to the Vikings. It's a coach that he's played for many years and had a great relationship with. To my understanding, the Vikings were also involved in trying to sign Van Ginkel last year in free agency when he stayed with the Dolphins. But you got to give the Vikings credit. They were very aggressive, and Coach Flores came out strong, and Van Ginkel is a free agent signee with the Vikings now, but no, really, the Dolphins did a lot to keep him.
So I got to ask you about Isaiah Wynn. I know you and I talked a little bit about him from before. When he played, Drew, he was really good at left guard. He got injured, though. He played 7 games. You expect him? And has he been told pretty much that he goes right back to that left guard position?
Yeah. You know, Joe, I think he's going to be healthy for certain for the start of training camp. He's way ahead of schedule with the quad injury that he had. He wanted to stay in Miami. He had other teams interested, but felt really good about this offense and how he fit last year. And he's really excited about coming back and potentially, you know, being a starter at that spot. We also re-signed Robert Jones, who plays right guard, and Robert was a restricted free agent, and he finished the season as a starter for Miami. So the Dolphins got both of those guys back. We were really active with the Dolphins. You know, while Van Ginkel was one of the guys who got away and Jerome Baker went to the Seahawks, we also had a number of guys who came here. We were involved in representing Shaq Barrett, who will help replace Van Ginkel. We were successful in bringing in guys like Jordan Poyer, who will help from the Bills, who will help replace Deshaun Elliott and Brandon Jones. Anthony Walker, the linebacker from Cleveland, is a local product from Norland High School. Anthony is going to help to try to replace Jerome Baker at inside linebacker. We were successful in redoing Braxton Berrios and getting Braxton back here in South Florida. That was a big one. So we've been super involved in, we were able to work out a deal to bring Jeff Wilson back, the running back. It's been a very productive offseason working with the Dolphins here.
The Poyer thing I'm curious about because I just kind of on my board already. I just kind of penciled him in as a starter with the experience and been such a great safety for Buffalo for so long. Was that one of the deals? Like, I know he lives down here in the offseason, he and his wife. Was that just wanted to be here? And it looks like he played pretty well overall last year.
You know, guys like Jordan Poyer and Jonnu Smith, who's another one of my clients that was talked about, the tight end who came here as a free agent, they put a lot of stock in the fact that they live here in South Florida. This is a great organization that ranked number one organizationally in the NFLPA player survey. Guys who are veterans really value playing on natural grass. They value having a strong strength and conditioning group. They value having a great nutritional program, nice facilities, and living close to home. You know, these are players that have families. You know, Shaq Barrett, he played in Tampa, and he's a guy who had an Achilles injury with Tampa 2 years ago. So, you know, in his mind, when he's looking at teams and he's got the choice of playing on natural grass and beautiful weather and staying in Florida, it was really a big factor. You know, and the Dolphins do extremely well in free agency. When all things are equal financially, they usually have a big edge. And that's something that really bodes well for the Dolphins really moving forward for the rest of the offseason, where the money may be similar with a lot of players moving forward and people look at other things.
Yeah, that's it's really interesting. And with all the other things, a great facility, the food, the workout facility, I know all that stuff comes into play. So I got a bunch of other stuff. I was asked about this with you. Hey, does Drew hype up players before a draft? Will you spread stuff to the media and say, hey, this guy, this team really likes this guy, and oh, I appreciate it, Drew. Thanks for that piece. Do you do some of that, Drew? Do agents do that in general?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. you definitely hype your clients up, and, you know, you want to create a buzz. Every team has acknowledged to me that they go and they read mock drafts and they read what local reporters are thinking their teams are going to do. It's definitely something that teams pay attention to. And I'm not saying that it shapes who they decide to pick, but it might decide where they think they can get a player. So without a doubt, last year with Jalen Carter, I think it was impactful that we took the position that he wasn't going to visit teams outside of the top 10, that we were very confident he was going to go in the top 10. And a lot of people around the league didn't see that happening. And ultimately, the Eagles traded up to the ninth spot to get him. You definitely try to promote your clients. You know, this year we have a guy in J.C. Latham that's been projected as high as the fifth overall pick in one of Mel Kiper's mock drafts. So you're definitely trying to manipulate everything that you can to create a buzz, excitement. And, you know, yesterday at the pro day with him, there were a lot of teams there to see him. And I made sure that I let the other teams know that weren't well represented who was there to work him out and meet with him and interact with him.
Wow. That's amazing. It is. I got to ask you this old story because it's a classic around the draft, that Willis McGahee story. Is that all true? All that stuff with the phone and letting people know? Because, listen, that's unbelievable. Not only did he go on to become a great player no matter what, and he did come back quickly, but he got injured, obviously, in a bowl game. Can you talk about that story a little bit?
Yep, absolutely. The story in a nutshell is Willis on draft day was at my house with his family waiting for the phone call. We really weren't sure if he was going to be a first-round pick or a second-round pick. It could have gone either way based on our, you know, intel from the teams. ESPN was there. There was a lot of interest in Willis because of the torn ACL that he had in the national championship game. And they kept showing Willis during the first round, especially in the middle of the first round, waiting for a phone call. And he looked rather depressed. So I decided that I was going to call Willis from my cell phone to his, even though he was sitting next to me, when ESPN showed him, because, hey, if they're going to show my client on TV and all the teams are watching, well, let me create the impression that Willis is on the phone with an NFL team. So ESPN shows Willis, the phone wow. rings, he picks it up. We don't divulge who he's talking to, and then my cell phone clicks over, call waiting. It's Tom Donahoe, at the time the general manager of the Bills, and he says, you know, who's your client talking to? And I said, well, Tom, I mean, all I can say is this. You guys need to draft him right now. Let me suffice. And he says, do you think he's going to make it to our pick in the second round? And I said, Tom, I don't think so. And they wound up picking him with the first pick. He was the 21st pick overall. Yeah. And again, I can't say for sure that, you know, him seeing Willis on the phone impacted it. But, you know, later he was interviewed and denied that impacted it, but, you know, it couldn't have hurt, right?
Yeah, right.
So that was that. So that's nowadays, I think everybody, when they watch the draft, if they're getting shown on TV, kind of follow, pick up your cell phone and put it to your ear, whether you're on the phone or not.
Drew, you can never be trusted again after that one, man. That's pretty good right there. That is something else. All right, I got to get the transfer portal. Because you're involved in that and the NIL and some frustration
sure.
from coaches going, do you get involved with a guy going, hey, man, should I leave? Should I stay here? I'm playing some, but I don't know enough. And could there be more money
yep.
somewhere? Is that part of what goes on now that you have to deal with college players?
Absolutely. You know, wow. fortunately, I've got a good team with myself and my brother Jason, Robert Bailey, Ryan Massa, and Kyle Lincoln, Sean O'Dare, we got a great organization, and we're all involved with our NIL clients. And there's no question that if we have an NIL client and they're not happy at a given school, we'll be involved in brokering an opportunity for them to transfer. You know, we'll be involved in negotiating that agreement.
Wow.
for them to change schools. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, college football is definitely professional football.
Oh, man.
There's almost unlimited free agency relative to the transfer portal. And, you know, in the NFL, you got to wait 4 years to become a free agent. And in the NFL, you've got to deal with the salary cap. In the NFL, there's a waiver system. In the NFL, there's the draft order based on record. In the NFL, I mentioned there's a salary cap. There's none of that in college football right now. So it's absolutely a free-for-all.
Oh.
As an agent, I hope that they can create structure. Certainly you love for your college clients to make as much money as they can. But I think for everyone's benefit, it would be tremendous to create a system where everyone is playing on a level playing field with the same rules and ability like you have in the NFL and NHL and NBA and Major League Baseball. You've got to have structure, and I'm hoping that they can create that. When I say they, it'll probably have to be federal legislation so that the NCAA can enforce it from, you know, private lawsuits and individual lawsuits. But this is something that really has to happen for the health and well-being of college football. Otherwise, there won't be a competitive balance. And, you know, at the end of the day, Joe, I think that's inevitable. Whether it's in the coming months or years, it can't happen soon enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff. Hey, so, Drew, I got to ask you this little follow-up. So
yep.
you have a player coming out of spring football. I'm just using that as an example because they're going through it right now. So guys come in, he goes, I'm not feeling great about getting enough playing time. Can you find a school that's a good match for him, or is that their own job, or how does that part work as far as, hey, I hear Wisconsin or somebody else might be interested in him for probably the same, if not more money? Is that something?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely agents can,
wow.
sure. I mean, there's no limitation on our end to reach out to schools or colleges or coaches or, you know, to find a better opportunity. It's a whole new area business for agents. And, you know, quite honestly, it's, you know, a lot of these guys are making quite a bit of money, you know, to come out of high school and sign, and guys that transfer. It's a huge economic window. I mean, basically every starter on every major college program is getting paid a salary from their school. So you have a payroll, you have basically everyone making money that's a legitimate player on every team right now.
Wow,
and that's a great thing. It's about time. It just would be nice if, let's say, for example, Ohio State and the other teams in their conference all had a somewhat similar amount of money to spend, and the rules were uniform, and that would create better competition and more enjoyment for fans instead of seeing you build a powerhouse, whichever program has the most money can essentially build a school with the, you know, highest rated players, and that may not be great for you know, competitive balance, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's where we're at right now, potentially, in college football. The teams with the deepest pockets, and certainly, you know, it's probably one of the reasons that guys like Nick Saban and several other coaches have exited from college football, because it's become professional football, and it's chaotic.
Yeah.
So as an agent,
boy, Drew,
I love to see guys get paid, but you also want to see a healthy product for the fans and the alumni.
Hey, Drew, I got to run. This has been fantastic. You've been all-time good at every level for all this stuff. A lot of this stuff I didn't even know. You want to tell me who's got the deepest pockets out there? I always said Texas. Am I off?
I would say Texas and Ohio State. And I'll tell you one last note, Joe, before we leave, just for people to think about this with the Dolphins. Just about every player that we represent that signed with the Dolphins actually took less money to come here than another offer from another team. Think about that for a second. From Braxton to Jonnu to Shaq Barrett to Jordan Poyer, that's how bad guys want to play for this team here in South Florida. It's very fortunate situation for the Dolphins and their fans.
That's great stuff. So that's a combination, real quickly, because no state taxes, guys that have homes down here and have wives that love it here, the facilities that everybody talks about, all that stuff, and then obviously Mike McDaniel and the system he's built that the guys I know, they love. So am I right
you
on all that stuff?
It.
Yeah.
You summarized it perfectly.
Drew, thank you. Can't thank you enough,
you bet,
man.
Joe.
I promise
my
I'm
going to
leave
man.
You alone. All right, thanks. Drew Rosen.
No worries.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Wow. All right, we got to go to break. We're running super late. We'll be right back.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, there he is. Joe making his way back here. We'll get
I
to
just
had
a
headlines
race.
Here. Yeah.
Had a race with a 10-year-old, and I lost.
That's good. All right, we had some quick ones to get to here. First things first, did you see David Sampson? Had to weigh in, of course, on the comments by Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
I'm not playing. I'm not going to give him any airtime here. I hate that David Sampson has a platform.
What's he saying? Whose side is he on with?
Well, whose side do you think? He's not on Jazz Chisholm's side. You know, he said Rojas a great leader, this and that, and what have you done, Jazz? You've done nothing. And so, you know, again, David Sampson, come on, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what. For that thing supposed to stay in the clubhouse, that thing sure leaked out quickly. I mean, I don't know if Channing, when they were talking about it, because he didn't mention anybody's name, but I think everybody that follows that team went, oh, Miguel Rojas.
Keep up the good work, Channing. That stuff is good, man.
Oh, Channing's stuff is.
But giving David Sampson a platform is just kind of.
That's what he's got. Yeah. He does say he does say a lot of stuff, though.
All right, man, we keep moving here. Did you see any of this Don Lemon interview with Elon Musk?
No.
So Elon Musk signed Don Lemon to work on his platform, you know, the X platform, and do interviews or whatever, and Elon Musk was his first interview. And Don Lemon, for the better part of the interview, basically tried to make Elon Musk look stupid, which
Good
is probably
luck.
Not the best thing to do to your new boss. And it also came out that he had very by the way, they fired him right after that interview. We fired him. Very, very weird salary demands here, Joe. He wanted a $5 million advance on top of his $8 million salary, plus equity and veto power on X, the platform he was working on. And he also demanded that he do a podcast from space on one of Elon Musk's rockets.
Like, what this goes back to, the when you look in the mirror when you get up in the morning, well, you see things that are just amazing when you look at yourself. To ask for all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about Don Lemon. I try to steer clear of as much news as possible, so I don't know a ton about him, but
wow,
that seems like a lot of money to pay that guy. And finally here, Joe, Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan have broken up once again here.
Saw it last night, Woody. I thought of you.
Yeah, it says Larsa realized this relationship is just not the one for her after spending some more time apart filming a new show, which I'm sure will be terrible. She wants to move on and focus on improving her life. They simply want different things out of life. There you go.
So
happy trails to those.
So you think Marcus is hurting, or he just sits back and goes, man, that was great while it lasted. Let's move on to the next.
I don't know, but I got to tell you, so this Dodgers-Giants game, or Padres game, it's 9-6. This is a live baseball game here in Korea. It's 9-6. Padres are leading in the top of the fifth. It was 9-2. The Padres were leaving, and I have it from a source that Shohei Ohtani, when it was 9-2, pounded the Dodgers money line. Just pounded it.
Hey, we haven't gotten into that story today. Matter of fact, they're just...
By the way, good luck figuring that story out, because that's a very, very strange one.
I got to tell you, that is a weird one.
Did his interpreter really address the clubhouse yesterday and say he has a crippling gambling addiction?
I'm guessing he did, but I got to tell you,
they
better investigate Major League Baseball's biggest marketing tool, because
there's
that one's,
no way Shohei Ohtani is betting on baseball, right? He just signed a $700 million contract.
I don't care how much he got. I don't care if he got $1 million a year, but they better Pete Rose's ass like if they did, because they kicked Pete out of there. We're treating Pete like he should get 200 years in prison.
I just think there's some point where you make enough money
guys
where
that
it's
lie
like
to people much better than Pete Rose. All right,
Should have pounded the over on this game. Speaking of, it's 9-6 right now.
It's just a weird story. Like this comes out and like it just doesn't all match up. And don't worry about it. Just
think it's going to come out that Shohei Ohtani was betting on baseball. It would seem very odd to me. Although it's equally as odd that his
A problem is a problem.
Yeah, I'm sure his translator just had a crippling gambling addiction, couldn't get over it. By the way, this is, what, two gambling stories in about a week we've had? People that have large debts that needed a little help.
Yeah. Hey, we got to hit this 8 o'clock hour. We've got a lot more. Dan Radakovich is coming up, University of Miami Athletic Director. Drew was fantastic. Boy, there is a lot of topics off of what Drew Rosenhaus just had to say for every level of his company that we'll talk about a little bit later on. But right now, I do want to talk about Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage for just a second. Man, I'll tell you what, 30 years of experience, and nobody works harder and is going to give you service like Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. As I said, has been doing this for more than 30 years. People need cash. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates. HOA fees. What happened with everybody on these HOA fees, man? We got to have an investigation on HOA fees everywhere. Boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of folks are running credit card debt up to take care of all these costs of everything, which, again, at 28 to 30% is no bargain, right? It's just a killer. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you. Save you lots and lots of money. And I also want to talk about something else Michael Kotze talked to me about for a long time, the reverse mortgage. More popular than ever. First of all, it's about getting that equity out of the home to help you. But if you and your spouse are both over the age of 62, you qualify automatically for that reverse mortgage. And, again, whatever equity you have, you can stay in the house. It's got so many benefits. Ask Michael Kotze about it and find out how quickly he can do for you. He'll explain the whole thing to you. Debt consolidation is also big with Michael Kotze. And again, with all these rising costs and everything, a lot of people my age are going, how the hell am I going to make it? How am I going to make it, man? It's crazy. Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage has no life and he is always working for you 7 days a week. I don't mean to take shots at Michael Kotze about not working and not having a life, but I got to tell you, this guy, he's a pit bull 7 days a week, including Saturday and Sunday. So call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.